The coffin was Tom's idea. We'd worked together several times and collaborated on Forefathers, a book about fatherhood. He was much more media savvy than me and was very adept at generating publicity. When my second novel, Going Under, was about to come out, my publishers lined up a couple of interviews on local radio, a reading in a bookshop, and arranged for me to write an article for Guardian Online about my top 10 black comedies. "Is that it?" asked Tom, looking less than impressed. To be honest, I'd be hoping for more myself, especially as the novel was such a high concept idea and there was interest from a director. Going Under is set in a dead-end Welsh town where the last major employer is about to close its factory and relocate to India. My protagonist, Aidan Walsh, buries himself alive in a coffin in his back garden and announces he's not coming back up until everyone's job is saved. Before long, radio and TV crews flock to his garden, and Aidan is persuaded to stand as an independent candidate in an upcoming local election. However, his newfound fame soon goes to his head and causes tensions with his friends and family. In response, Tom came up with an appropriately high-concept marketing idea. He suggested I team up with Craig Bradley, a poet from Huddersfield we both knew and liked. Craig had worked as a gravedigger for the council for a while when he first left school, before eventually going on to university and becoming a published writer. This was the dream team. We'd do a tour together. Craig, always game for anything, would turn up with a shovel and talk about his stint as a gravedigger and read some poetry in the first half. The plan was for a coffin to be carried on stage at the beginning of the second half, and I would emerge from it, a la Christopher Lee, and read from Going Under. I was very ambivalent about this idea. Yes, Going Under could be described as a black comedy, and that's how my publishers pitched it to The Guardian. But essentially, Aidan burying himself alive in a coffin was a metaphor for his loss of hope, his buried emotions. Would I be guilty of destroying the serious intent underneath the humour with this coffin stunt? Would I be guilty of stripping my protagonist of his dignity? I hoped that if I read the right passages with conviction, that I would convey Aidan's humanity and that people would care about him. Then, just a few weeks before the book came out, I got a call early one morning from my mother, telling me my father was seriously ill and I should come home as soon as possible. The idea of traipsing around the country with a coffin suddenly lost any appeal. A few days later, when Craig was offered the chance to do a tour of his own, it came as a relief. I still live in hope of coming up with a new high-concept marketing idea for my next novel, though.